This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He is taking the recommendation of his Deputy Attorney General and the Attorney General of the United States that it is time for fresh leadership and to restore integrity at the FBI. This is what leaders do. They take decisive action based on the information they're provided. That's what President Trump did today.
There's critics on both sides that wanted Mr. Comey to be gone. And if they're saying that it was impeding, basically, the ability of him to have credible, basically, nonpartisan, nonpartial, maybe that would that has already been breached.
Joe Manchin, senator from West Virginia, that was his take. Before that, Kellyanne Conway, she got the job of telling the world that, in fact, yep, James Comey was no longer the FBI director. He was speaking to the FBI in L.A. when he found out through the media that he had lost his job. Did he lose his way? Was this the right move for the Trump peeps? And 3 years into a 10-year term, booted. But you serve at the pleasure of the president, and that's what can happen for sure. And of course, there were some bungles along the way. I'm not completely shocked by this. The Democrats are screaming foul over Russia and the investigation and calling for a special prosecutor to look into it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, all roads coming out of Washington. The conversation is about, for the time being anyway, James Comey and the FBI, and where, oh, where are we headed? And did he take some of the shine off of the office? Tom is listening to us in Baltimore. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Kate. You know, Aaron Hernandez, he left this world with no criminal convictions. It's a long-standing tried and argued in a lot of courts that exceptional circumstances, when a case is on appeal, will result in a vacated verdict if the person dies while it's on appeal before it's heard. So it probably won't have a lot of success when the prosecutors go to challenge that. And a lot of people were saying, why did he do it? I wonder, maybe was there some financial issue, or it could have been a religious issue. If you think about it, he did have the Bible open. They said he had written the words, I think, on his forehead about, I can't remember the chapter and verse, but it was from the Bible about whosoever believeth in me shall have everlasting life. So maybe he was thinking that, you know, he didn't want to live in a cage, and he repented for his sins and believed he was on his way to another judgment, of course, but everlasting life. Who can know what's going on in his head? But
I agree with you there. Who knows what was going on in his head? Nobody knows. You're right.
By the way, James Comey, it's about time. And he was no cop, Kate. He was a lawyer, and that's what you get when you put people in positions of authority in charge of an agency that should require someone to have the expertise of what they're heading up. A lawyer doesn't have that expertise.
I agree. Yeah.
And so they got what they got, and they had been doing that for quite some time. If you look at the former head of the DEA, she was a clown. A lot of academics, and I look at Comey not only as incompetent, I think he's a criminal. I don't know why he wouldn't be charged with obstruction of justice. I don't know why he wouldn't be charged with misprison of felony. I don't know why he wouldn't be charged with a number of crimes. He knew what the law was. 18 U.S.C. 1001 is a federal law that's a catch-all, and they put many people away. If you recall, Rob Blagojevich, the governor of Illinois,
yep,
they They got in with that. They got Martha Stewart with it. They got the Olympic track runner. I think her name was Joyner. All because they told lies. And I believe that he lied numerous times. I'm talking about Comey to Congress. And if you watch Daryl Issa question him, Daryl Issa knew he was lying to him. In fact, one of the big lies that stood out to me was when he questioned him and really took a hard run at him to repeat his answer about who agreed with you. Was everyone in agreement that no charges should be filed against Clinton? And you could tell, I believe if Comey was hooked up to a box, a polygraph machine, it probably would have sparked and caught on fire. You could tell just by looking at him, if you're familiar with interviewing and interrogating people, he was lying. And Issa knew it, and I think anybody who's an expert in that field knew it. And his body language just gave it away. And I don't know why they don't go after him now, because there's plenty of agents who are saying how disgusted they were with the fact that he shamed the agency by not doing his job. You know, statutes are presumed constitutional, and if a defendant's conduct fits what Congress has written in the law, prosecution under the statute is presumptively proper. James Comey, as a lawyer especially, should know that. So he was playing games the entire time. Not to mention, he destroyed the evidence. Where are all those emails that were in that server? If I recall, they got rid of them.
I agree. I think he was a bumbler. I think he was in over his head too. That's what I heard from somebody. For what that's worth,
I call criminal.
And you're right.
I call criminal.
Yeah, you said it. I mean, you know, you're a former cop. So as you look at it, you're right. In that role, that's really what you want. Somebody who's, I'll call them the top cop.
Hey, we can name it the Hoover Comey headquarters building. Put his name right next to Hoover. It'll fit perfectly, and they go together so well, don't they?
Yes, exactly. Oh, you crack me up, Tom.
Have a good one,
that's
baby.
Funny. You too. Thanks for the call. Thanks for hanging through. By the way, I want to make sure that he mentioned Jackie Joyner Kersee. It wasn't Jackie Joyner Kersee. Boy, I've had a chance to interview her twice. It was Marion Jones. I remember this really well because she was at a prison in Texas, and it was shocking. She was sentenced to 6 months in jail, remember, for a check fraud case and using performance-enhancing drugs. And she got a couple of years of probation and community service for lying to prosecutors about the performance-enhancing stuff, but she did 6 months in prison, and she talks about that. She's, I don't know that she's on any kind of a speaking circuit, but it certainly wasn't Jackie Joyner Kersee, who, thrived as just really as track and field star and probably is regarded as one of the greatest female athletes maybe in history. I think you could probably label her, you know, that way. So now the Comey deal really is, as I mentioned, what is coming out of D.C. and the conversation is about Comey and incompetent, or was he the scapegoat? And I think he was incompetent from the get-go. I really do, and I think it was long overdue. Long overdue. Especially the whole email thing, the debacle with the server, the investigation into that. Absolutely. You might disagree, or you might agree. 855-266-5283. Light them up. See you on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Of his Deputy Attorney General and the Attorney General of the United States, that it's time for fresh leadership and to restore integrity at the FBI. This is what leaders do. They take decisive action based on the information they're provided. That's what President Trump did today.
Wow, so that's Kellyanne Conway once again talking about the Comey situation, which really has dominated the conversation, but certainly it's not the only thing, do you believe it, that's out there buzzing around. I like to say that America Tonight is where you kind of find what really is at the crossroads of what's being talked about at the water cooler, the virtual water cooler. Does anybody work any place where they have a water cooler anymore? You know what? Sometimes when I go to a studio downtown, they have a water cooler, but it's never full. So I don't count it. I think people huddle like in right by the vending machines, or if there's some sort of kitchen area, which would have probably the vending machines and coffee and whatever in it. If you work in that kind of a place, it's interesting. And the conversation is about what is it? What just happened? And this would be part of that conversation. Whether it's a big part of the conversation or not, it would certainly be somewhat of a buzz. Somewhat, I would say. But it's not the only thing, as I mentioned. It could be, you know, maybe you're a sports person. If you're a sports person, oh, there's plenty to talk about, right? And the plenty to talk about is, how about the Spurs beating the Rockets in overtime? Yeah. So that means that with that win, They have a 3-2 lead in the playoff series. If you are a fan, anyway, if you are a fan of hoop, see, I'm going to let you hear some of that in the background. somebody sent me a little clip of it and said, are you paying attention? It was Joe. Are you paying attention, a longtime listener, to what's happening in the basketball playoffs? How come you're not mentioning that? Joe, because I think there's other things that people are talking about. There's other things that I would say what they call are trending right now. And, if it's not about Comey, it could be about John Oliver, who is the comedian who does a show once a week on HBO. His comments last week about net neutrality prompted, this is really interesting, nearly 200,000 people commenting on net neutrality to the Federal Communications Commission. He did a thing on the show where he urged them, the viewers, to go to the FCC's website to voice their support for current net neutrality regulations passed in 2015. The FCC was preparing for a new round of public comment, and they were beginning the process, because usually, you know what, people never do that. And it's interesting because they were hit with all these comments, and apparently it tied up the servers, prevented them from responding to people attempting to submit comments. So it was crazy that all of a sudden they just got crashed with comments on net neutrality. And I think there's some confusion about net neutrality. And net neutrality is basically the, when we talk about companies like Oracle and Cisco and some others who were initially supporting the repeal of net neutrality but have changed their minds. And this is big for those kinds of companies as to how it will affect them, companies like Facebook and Google and Salesforce and, you know, all the places you may visit, because it will certainly have an impact, a business impact, and it is about, you know, what the political stance about boosting the bottom line, and companies that have interest in telecommunications, not to be confusing to you, but just what happens with net neutrality. Should it be open? Should we have an open internet? And how do people use the internet? And I think you want an open internet, right? So you look at the FCC's proposal would undo that 2015 decision to designate the internet providers like Comcast and Verizon as common carriers. That would give them broader oversight over those companies. And, what would that mean? It would mean maybe pay-to-play kind of schemes, what that could do to some businesses. So tech companies have rallied around strong net neutrality protections, saying that if we don't have them, it'll result in an inferior internet. That's what one of the spokespersons for an internet association, a trade group representing some of the big companies in Silicon Valley, is saying. I don't know. To me, it seems as though you would want it open. You would want that open for now. Seems like that would be the best interest. I don't know why you would want to close that. I don't know why you'd want to close that loop, to be honest. And that would, for every single person listening, that would affect all of us and the carrier you have, and what does that mean, and would somebody pay for faster service, ultimately what would that trickle down to look like, and pretty interesting. You know, in an era where we talk about streaming shows or not watching much TV and then deciding you want to watch something and waiting until it's been out for however long, there is a show that some of you may watch, I don't know, or somebody in your family might watch it. It's called The Big Bang Theory. And it's been going for 10 seasons. 10 seasons and still going strong. So this is what I call, in some ways, an anomaly in a weird era. Chuck Lorre, who is the co-creator, says the key to the success of this television show is one we've heard about for a long time. It's good writing. It's breakups, it's marriages, it's a baby, it's life. It's seeing life. 18.7 million viewers. Wow. And so it's going to outlast shows like Cheers and Frasier and Friends with a 2-year extension, which is pretty amazing if you think about that. I can't remember when it first came on. I know my 15-year-old nephew loves this show, or did like this show, and watched it for a very, very long time. And it's, I don't know how many Emmy Awards they've gotten, but it still has a couple of years left. And so, again, in an era where a lot of people aren't doing the TV thing and they're just watching television as they see it, meaning like they're doing the streaming thing on Netflix or wherever, there is an exception right there, right? There's a huge exception, I would say. And here's something to think about. If you're any good at coming up with flavors, taking a page out of what some others have done, Oreo debuts a new flavor and offers $500,000 for the next cookie. So if you think the original Oreos are too boring, Nabisco has announced the chocolate sandwich's cookie's newest flavor, the Firework Oreo. They describe it as an Oreo with Pop Rocks in the cream. It's just carbonated candy that the baby boomers grew up with. And Pop Rocks were invented, I didn't even realize this, in the late 50s, I guess. But the Firework Oreos are basically your cream-filled cookie. It's just a kind of a grittier texture, I guess. And some people have reviewed it, and they say they like them because the change isn't awful. But the company that's seeing what happened with Lay's, remember, do us a favor contest coming up with a different flavor of potato chips? They're announcing a $500,000 prize for the next Oreo flavor. Yeah. You have until July 14th to come up with that flavor. Good luck. I don't know. There could be some interesting flavors to put in there. Like flan, an Oreo flan, an Oreo cheesecake, perhaps. I like that idea. All right, stay with us. Forbes coming up next.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Once again, here on Forbes Books at Bedtime, we've met yet another fascinating person, and this time it's Diane Sears. I want to make sure I get the company right. She's the president and founder of Diverse Clever Media, and the tagline, because I'm always about the tagline, Greg, when I'm telling people how to brand, putting words to work.
I love that.
I love that, too. But you and I had a conversation on the side, minus Greg, and we were talking about an event that's coming up on a 10-year celebration.
Yes, we did.
And like WPO, you're smaller on purpose, but you have a purpose of elevating women in business. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. Well, it's called Go for the Greens, and I'm the co-founder. My co-founder, Cindy Chase, is with UPS. We came up with this idea 10 years ago on a napkin in Atlanta. And
you still have the napkin?
And we do not, unfortunately. But, yeah, we still have all the memories, and we know exactly where we were sitting. So it was 10 years ago, and she came to me and said, Diane, you know, I think we should have a golf tournament for women business owners at Disney, because I love Walt Disney World. And she said, I think people could come from all over the world. And I said, yeah, women are not going to do that because women don't know how to use golf as a business tool. Am I right, Kate?
Yeah, you're right? Preaching to the choir, however, because this woman does do that, so you're right. Though,
and this guy has no clue.
Yeah.
But I did talk to our president about it once in an interview.
About using golf
as a business tool.
Right. Yeah.
Such a valuable business tool. But so, meanwhile, I had been working with Walt Disney World because I live in Orlando, Florida, and I had been working with Disney, and they had asked me whether I could help them put together a procurement kind of fair for women in business to try to help businesses grow. So I said, well, what if we put these two businesses together, these two ideas together? So we approached UPS and we approached Disney, and they both said, we'll be willing to put in some money for you. If you can raise the rest of the money, then we're in. We'll have the conference. So it was really scary that first year, but we did it. We had about 125 guests, and we always say we used the Oprah model, and we went out and got, you know, people in the hallway and our relatives and all to fill the seats, but it was a phenomenal success, and we said, oh, thank God we don't have to do that again. And then we got all this fan mail, and people kept saying, when's the next one? And we said, uh-oh. So now, 10 years later, we are run completely by volunteers. It's a nonprofit. We registered as a nonprofit almost right away. And it's been run by volunteers who are from all over North America. So from Canada, all over the United States. We actually have some people from Mexico and Bogota who helped us out last year, Bogota, Colombia. So it's growing into international. And, Kate, I think one of the things that you were saying, Kate, that impressed you is that we keep it small on purpose. Mm. So, in other words, we bring in about between 250 and 350 women business owners. We put them in a small environment with some corporate people, and we have them do matchmakers to see if they can do business together.
Right.
So
that's great. So that gives them that opportunity.
Yeah.
Right. And then to learn how to use golf as a business tool.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I'm a founder. It's just the second year of the National Speakers Association's golf tournament, which is in Buena Vista this year. I cut the contract to deal with them. So I realize the same thing as you.
And
that
you're going to invite me to that, I'm
sure. That's right. You are invited if you want to play.
And you're not invited.
Yes.
Greg,
you,
we also bring in men
I'm a
to
great
play golf.
Cat.
We with oh well, okay.
There
I'm
you
with,
go. And you're absolutely right about that because you're on the golf course, you're with a foursome. So Greg, you're isolated where you have time to really have conversation and get to know somebody.
You know who told me that? President Donald Trump. He said exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It's exactly what he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what's interesting to me as a guy?
Okay.
I'm listening to you. To business leaders talking about golf for business and getting more women to use it that way. What I really like about this is that for a long time been this conversation about, well, we're left out.
Right.
And you're taking more of a stick-in-the-eye approach.
Yes.
No, I'm pointing at me now.
Yo.
You, Greg, are left out because this is about, we're going to go do business on the golf course. And I think that's a really great way to approach problems.
Yes. But, you know, I think it will be lovely that at some point all business will be equal and we won't have to worry about having men's and women's. But, you know, just truly it's a culture thing. Women have not been raised to be golfers. And those who have found it a very valuable tool. And so the funny thing is, you know, we started off with the idea of golf and we kept going with the ideas of business. And just in the past couple of years, we've started getting back to our roots at Go For The Greens and saying, you know what, no one else is really teaching the same group of people or the same, I guess, level of business owner how to play golf. So that's what we're doing, and we're incorporating that back into our programming. So I have to tell you, we have great support from our corporate partners. I mentioned UPS and Walt Disney World, but Raytheon has been a good corporate partner. IBM has been a great corporate partner. So, you know, we've had these other sponsors who've come in, and they've said, you guys, nobody else is doing this. And so what we've started to realize now is that their corporations are actually sending their high-level executive women or their executives in training to come to our conference and volunteer. So now we're reaching this other audience, too. UPS, they send in all these women women who actually handle all of the registration every year. So we don't have to pay for that, you know?
Right.
And they get bonus points at work, and we get this great team of dynamic women who come back year after year. So it's all working together.
And so the idea is growing these businesses. What kind of feedback are you getting from the women that go to it?
Oh, that's a great question. So one year, I guess it was the year before last, somebody got an $8 million contract with NASA just by coming to our event. Now, she goes
pretty
to all
ROI.
Of these other events. Yeah. I've had several people who've gotten big contracts with Walt Disney World, with UPS. I myself got a contract with UPS last year. And so we are actually seeing this ROI take place. And, you know, people ask the question, well, you know, I come to WPO, I come to WeBank, I go to Enterprising Women. These are all fabulous conferences. Why should I add one more into my repertoire? And I say, well, you know, sometimes it takes 6, 7, 8 times of you seeing those corporate people for them to really get to know you. And it's all about relationships.
Yes.
And the guys have known this forever. It's all about the relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Women, you know, we're relationship people, and now we're starting to figure out, hey, relationships in business are important, too.
I agree with you 100%. I was speaking yesterday, and that's the one thing I emphasize, that it's about human capital. And sometimes women forget that, Greg, in a different way.
Well, that's ironic, because I would think we as guys would forget it. We just have a different name for it.
And what is that?
Well, I mean, we don't call it, you know.
Yeah, relationships. That sounds kind of puffy and soft.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do it, but we don't think about it in the same way.
Right, right. There is a difference there, absolutely. How about, tell us about your other business, because I mentioned the tagline for your, because this is her passion business, and then your, I'll call it your economic engine.
That's my for-profit business,
yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
With Diverse Media, I've been in business since 2000, and I actually help people become authors, so I'm an author coach. I'm a journalist by trade, so I've been writing for newspapers and magazines forever, and I really love writing about really complicated things and boiling them down into simple language so everyone can understand and appreciate it and maybe even laugh a little. So we've worked on more than 100 books at Diverse Media over that time period. Also do some really cool white papers and research reports. One thing I'm working on right now is about a topic called Encore Entrepreneurship. And it's about people who are getting ready to retire from corporate, and they're looking for something else to do. And so how does society handle and put in infrastructure around the fact that you're going to have this giant wave of new entrepreneurs coming out?
Mm-hmm. Well, not just a giant wave of entrepreneurs, but a uniquely skilled and experienced wave of entrepreneurs.
And, you know, most of them will be consultants because we need their brain power, and they don't want to, you know, just go play golf for the rest of their lives and do nothing else.
Unless they can make
exactly.
a deal.
And that's exactly right. But they don't think of themselves as starting a
yes.
business. So you have to build homes differently. You have to build communities differently so they have places to meet or places to get together and do their business. You know, I myself work out of Panera quite a bit and so
yes.
that kind of thing.
Yes,
you
I
too,
think
huh?
I've seen you at the office.
No doubt. No doubt. So then last year, I was involved in one of the coolest projects ever, and that was I was hired by UPS to help one of their presidents do a TED Talk. So I worked with her in-house team, and then I was the expert because, you know, frankly, the in-house team can't say, oh, ma'am,
yeah.
you can't use
There's
those words.
Kool-Aid
You're a
mispronounce.
That's right. I mean,
yeah.
you know, there are some things that an outside consultant can say to a C-suite person or that, you know, her own team wouldn't be able to say. So anyway, we did a TED Talk, and it was on global trade, and it was really, really fun. I say we. She's the one who did all the work.
You just
but I
her.
Bet you heard some familiar phrases in that TED
oh,
Talk.
Oh, yeah.
I like
and
that.
Some familiar gestures.
It was fun. Oh, yeah. So the in-house writer and I sat in the audience holding hands like proud parents. Like, oh, my gosh. And it was really good. Her name is Romaine, like the lettuce, and then Seguin, S-E-G-U-I-N.
Go see it.
Yeah.
Go
so,
see it.
Yeah, go see it. That's how you can look it up. All right, we have just a couple of seconds left, like 30 seconds left. Greg, you like the final question.
Yeah, so since this is called Forbes Books at Bedtime,
yes.
what keeps you up at night?
Oh, Oh, my gosh. Besides the Mahjong that I'm addicted to.
Mahjong. I just played it.
Is that the same game as Maj?
I don't know. So it's on my phone. And so anyway, now I'm just being silly. What keeps me up at night? You know what? I need more time. I think all of us as entrepreneurs and people who have, you know, the for-profit and non-profits, there just aren't enough hours in the day to do all the things I love to do, you know?
Yep.
How about you guys? What keeps you up at night? Have you got
the
answer to this question?
There's a zillion things in my head. You want to be in my head. Radio. Media.
Yes. Just entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship. Yeah. It's crazy.
Deadline.
For sure. But I'm happy. It's all good. Yeah. It was awesome to meet you, and thanks so much for coming on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye, guys.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Once again, the mailbag is full. Let me say that one more time. Full. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is from Jack. And what does Jack say? Jack says, "Hey, Kate, I've been listening to the show now for such a long time, and I have to tell you, this is not sucking up to you. I just really, really enjoy America Tonight. And I feel as though there's been a kind of a shift in the country. And when I say there's been a shift in the country, I feel like there is a threat of positivity. Even if people don't politically like what's going on in Washington or they do like what's going on, I think it's kind of been uplifting. Does that make any sense, or am I just too darn tired and I'm sending you this email? I think your email is pretty funny, I have to tell you that. No, I think that people who don't like what's happening have a new sense of, okay, I'm going to get involved. I'm getting off my rear end. I'm going to get involved locally in politics, and I'm going to be involved in my community because I just let other people do it, and I wasn't active, so now I'm involved. And then people who are excited about what's going on and feel like there's a thread of something that's happening in America that they really like the direction, they're just fired up too. So in a bizarre way, you are kind of right. It seems as though if we're going to put sides to this, because I always say politics is like sports, both teams are fired up. And then, of course, there's the third team, the fourth team, and the fifth team. Listen, I say this all the time, and I am as guilty, I can be as guilty as anyone else because I'm so busy and all of that, but if more people get involved locally, and that's where it all starts, things happen that you want to see happen in your own community, in your own state. It's easy to sit back and complain, wah, wah, and not send an email, not make a phone call, not do something to be involved in the process. Remember, it's we, the people. Whether we're talking in your neighborhood, whether we're talking in your state, or whether we're talking nationally. So, no, I don't think it's ridiculous. How about this one? This is from Anne Kate Richard Simmons. Wow. I listened to what you said about the tabloids and the fact that he was suing them over the sex change stories. Good for him for going after the National Enquirer. I think if you think it's a bunch of falsehoods out there, they get away with it because nobody wants to go through the legal hurdles that you have to go through. And I have to say, I believe him. I mean, in a sense, who cares? But in another sense, bravo that somebody's decided to fight the rags again. Yeah, the National Enquirer, man, it just thrives, too. Because you know what? Gossip, Hollywood kind of stuff really sells. That's why you have all those celebrity shows. That's why you have people that are famous just for being celebrities, like the Kim Kardashian effect. Let's put it that way. All right, how about this one? This one comes to us from Joseph. Kate, I'm going to say it again. We're listening to you in Sarasota. Thanks for all you do. You keep me up at night because I can't sleep. I like listening to your voice. I like the people that call in. I like all of it. And I wish you the best. I hope this show breaks all records and you become the first female in the United States to give the boys a run for their money on talk radio. Well, thanks. Did you see, and he adds this, did you see the commotion over these Spirit flights? And I know you've joked about flying Spirit once before. You know what? The commotion you're talking about is in Fort Lauderdale, you had travelers clashing with employees and cops. There was about 300 Spirit flights that were canceled over the last 7 days, so it left thousands of passengers angry. And, you know, the airline said that its own pilots are behind the cancellations, and they're suing them in federal court. What? So passengers across the country faced all these delays, flight cancellations, the front ticket counter at Fort Lauderdale's airport was just chaos. The cops had to come in to restore order. Travelers stormed off a plane after their flight was canceled, and they swarmed the ticket counter. The video that I saw showed people struggling. Some were pulled from the crowd. Others were taken to the ground and in handcuffs. So the pilot shortage, Spirit says that they were shocked and saddened to see the events, but the pilots put their quest for a new contract ahead of getting customers to their destinations. That's what Paul Berry, the spokesperson who was trotted out for Spirit, said. So now you've got this federal lawsuit against the pilots. Wow. And boy, it did look like mass chaos. And in fact, I think of myself flying on that airline once. It was like 2 years ago, and there wasn't a delay problem. It was a space problem. And space is one thing, and feeling uncomfortable is one thing, but, oh my gosh, dealing with that nonsense of the cancellations, and boy, air travel is just, it's gotten nutty, hasn't it? I mean, really, really nutty. Let's move on to another one. How about this? I happened to just see this, and I got this note from somebody, and that's why Chris sent me this note. And Chris said, "Kate, do you understand what is going on with Shaquille O'Neal? I guess he's running for sheriff. How crazy is that? Is that for real? Shaq running for sheriff, or is it just a story that's out there? Would he make a good sheriff? Would people just want his autograph? What do you think that's about? He's saying he's gonna run for sheriff in 2020. That he's really serious about that. Shaq, I'm the sheriff in town. I mean, I don't know. Is it some kind of a publicity stunt? It doesn't look like it. I kind of dug into it a little bit, and like I said, it doesn't look like it's some kind of a thing. Not to me, anyway. I don't know. How about this along the same lines? I got this one from Megan, who says, "Kate, not to go down the road of celebrity, I know you don't necessarily talk about that a lot, but did you see that American Idol is coming back to ABC? You know why? Because I think the shows, the singing shows, are so big. I think that they're just huge, and people watch that other show, I can't even think of the name of it, The Voice, that they realize, oh, I guess there's still a vertical in here. I mean, I guess it's a good vertical, and I guess we can go back to this after taking a little bit of a break, I suppose. And that makes sense to me, because when they sit in these meetings and they're coming up with what people want, that's what people want. The older people especially seem to really gravitate toward the singing shows. My aunt, who's in her early 70s, I was just visiting with her, and she was all into The Voice. Who won? How good was the person? My mother-in-law, who's in her 60s, she's the same way. So I do think that there is an audience for it, I guess. I don't watch them. Of course, I can look it up and I can see who has a good voice or whatever. But there are people that watch it. Those numbers are actually pretty, pretty good numbers, I think, when you think about that. All right, here's another one. This one is from Larry, who says, "I know you have a fascination with lions. I think I heard you talk about going to the San Francisco Zoo when you were a kid. Did you see in Johannesburg that they're looking for 5 lions that escaped from a popular park?" Yeah, the Kruger National Park, which is the country's biggest wildlife reserve, that happened. People spotted the lions on a road in a town near the park. It's going to be difficult because they think the lions are in the sugarcane farms, and that they are in an area that's filled with the sugarcane. So you get fog in the morning, and it's hard to see. And they're dangerous, obviously. So they're telling people, please don't stop and take pictures of these animals because they are dangerous. And they think that the lions already killed a cow, and why would they kill a cow? They have to eat. And they've been in this park, and now they're outside of the park. Yikes. It is kind of scary, in a way, right? Scary and cool at the same time. I've always wanted to go to Africa and go on a safari, and I have obviously not been able to do that at this point, but I'm hoping that I will be able to do it at some point in the near future, right? How about this? This is our last one, and this one is from Hal. And Hal says, "Kate, did you see that the U.S. Navy ship actually collided with a South Korean ship somewhere?" I did see that. I did see that story. Thank you for that. Somebody sent it to me. It was the a warship from the Carl Vinson strike group collided with a fishing boat in the Sea of Japan. They said there wasn't any injuries. It happened portside amidship. So, or if you don't know what that is, the middle of the U.S. warship's left side. They're looking at the damage, and it's under investigation. So what happened? How did they... They both continued on their way, though, so the boats weren't crippled by that. Strange, huh? Thanks for all the emails. Remember, you too can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. And thanks for listening to this version of ATN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.